Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everybody, welcome to Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. That's who everybody's singing about. It's me, it is I. And you know what? We have a lot of show to get to right now, starting right this minute. First of all, I want to say hello again. Don't want to be rude. I'm from the South, and you know, we have this thing about being polite, Southern comfort. Southern genteel manners and all that kind of great stuff. But anyway, hope you're having a nice day or evening. Depends on what time of evening, day or night you're listening to the show here. So now that we've said hello to you officially, now let's get to the show. Well, both of our guests happen to have a Nashville connection. And, you know, we are now based, our show is now based in Las Vegas, and so for those of you who may not know this, there's a really popular term between events and people that are Nashville and Vegas. They call it Nash Vegas for short. It's a lot of fun, and it's just a little word of endearment for both cities. So I guess you could say both of our guests have that Nash Vegas connection through us. So starting with our first guest. His name is Simon CD, and he is the founder of Politicon. What is Politicon? Well, if you're into politics, you probably already know what Politicon is. You might be attending their upcoming event in Nashville, October 26th and 27th. Politicon, go to the website, first of all, politicon.com is where you can find all of the details there. Politicon is often called the unconventional political convention. Some people call it the Comic Con of politics. Really, they do. And there are others who call it are they still calling it a Lollapalooza? I guess maybe not. But anyway, it's the Coachella of politics also. Some people call it the Coachella of politics. You know, any of those big events that have a lot of everybody there. So this event, again, it will take place October 26th and 27th in Nashville at the Music City Center. Some of the top names in the world of politics and media, people who cover politics, and it doesn't matter which political party. They're going to have Democrats, Republicans, independents, Bernie Sanders people, libertarian people, just all kinds of people who are affiliated in some way or form in politics. And that includes, again, people who are Washington correspondents, CNN, all of them, Fox News, of course. Now, this is just a few of the political names who will be there: Al Franken, James Comey, Sean Hannity, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, James Carville, Ann Coulter, Tommy Lauren, and so many more, over 40 top names. And that's just partially. I don't have enough time to give you everybody. But last year, Politicon took place in Los Angeles. It was a major hit. Some of the top names in sport, entertainment, and politics. You know how Los Angeles throws down. So they were all there. So this year is their fifth annual Politicon. And they're expecting over 10,000, I believe, people from 25 plus different states will be attending. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you still have enough time to go to politicon.com, get you a ticket. They're not that expensive, by the way, for something this huge. But go to their website, see for yourself. It promises to be quite engaging, informative, and not all you know, just so serious. Well, politics is serious business, as we all know. But they're going to have some comedy there. And I don't mean between the politicians, okay? They will, you know, they're going to have debates, panel discussions, live podcasts going on, book signings, interviews, meet and greet. It's a great place. It's a great place. If you are a political junkie and you cannot get enough of your politics, I strongly suggest that you go to Politicon in Nashville the weekend of October 26th and 27th and just get your political groove on. Oh, yeah, just OD on your politics. They're all going to be there. So, again, that brings us back to Simon CD. I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, S-I-D-I. And, again, he is the founder of Politicon. He's originally from the United Kingdom. He spent a lot of his career working in the world of rock music as a producer. Yeah, isn't that interesting? So he goes from rock music and England to American politicians. So that's a stretch. So we have to ask Simon, how in the world did you get up and get into the American political system? But you know what? It's a very successful event. So anyway, let's bring Simon on board and find out from him more about Politicon and what people can expect who are attending. And so let's bring him on board right now.
Okay, we will begin right now here. We have the, at least I should say you, Simon, have the 5th annual Politicon coming up in Nashville, October 26th and 27th. And it's often called the Comic Con of politics, and some have called it the unconventional political convention. But in your words, you call it the kind of like a nerd fest. Is that a good, accurate description for you or what?
Yeah, we love we love both of those things. The Comic Con of politics is fantastic. We treat our Republican friends like they're Star Wars fans and our Democratic friends like they're Star Trek fans. So we love Comic Con.
Okay, so I take it obviously you've been to several or one, at least one or two of Comic Cons at least.
Yes.
Okay.
But with Politicon, it's a little different because we are dealing with serious subjects as well as some frivolity.
Well, now last year you guys had a Politicon in Los Angeles. But for this year, just give us, you've got a long lineup of some top names of some of the best-known political media people, political pundits, and politicians. Give us some names here who will be showing up for this year.
We've got everybody's heroes and everybody's villains coming to Politicon. we've got everyone from Al Franken and James Comey to Sean Hannity and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We've got Donna Brazil and Reince Priebus. They're going to be going head-to-head in a very interesting debate, I think. And we have people like Jordan Peterson, a very conservative thinker. And we've got a lot of fun as well. We've got Randy Rainbow coming with his music and videos. So it's going to be a real mix of things, and there'll be something for everybody. Lots of booing and lots of cheering.
Lots of booing and cheering. Oh, that sounds like a football game of sorts, too. Well, I know I plan on being there, too.
We take things we like things to be enjoyable and we want people to have a great time. We don't take ourselves very seriously. We're not like a regular sort of political or thinking convention. We like people to have fun.
Now, again, last year you had it in Los Angeles, and L.A., of course, being the celebrity capital of America there, you had a lot of celebrities who were not exactly politicians and political types. Are you expecting any celebrities this year that are, you know, in the acting, film, or music industry?
Well, I think we'll probably be getting quite a few people in the music industry now that we've moved to Nashville. We're very excited about that. We've been down there a few times now, and we're at the Music City Center, which is right in the heart and we're really excited to be coming.
We are based here in Las Vegas. Can Politicon work in a city like Las Vegas?
Politicon, we think, will work anywhere that there is a democracy.
Okay.
So we would like to have it in all sorts of cities, in all sorts of countries around the world.
So have you started thinking about next year's city? Is Vegas in the running, or is it too early to tell?
It's too early to tell. We've been in the Los Angeles area for 4 years. This is our first time out into the country. And, we're putting a toe in the water and we're going to see how it goes. We're very excited about it. One thing we've learned is that when we sold tickets in the Los Angeles area, the majority of those tickets were sold in that area, whereas this time we've sold tickets in over 25 states across the country. We're very excited about the diversity of people that we're going to be getting.
About how many people are you expecting to attend this year?
We usually get about 10,000, but we're not sure what we're going to get this year because it's a new city and new people. But we're very excited at what we're looking at as far as numbers. So the more the merrier.
10,000—that's a nice, healthy number. Goodness, that's very good.
Yes.
Very good.
It is great, and it's a really diverse group. We have, it's split, politically, and everybody has a great time. You'll look out at our audience, and you'll see, you'll see a couple of guys in their MAGA hats sat next to two Bernie bros, sat next to people wearing a T-shirt saying, Elizabeth's got a plan, or a Hillary T-shirt. Everyone mixes it together. Everybody enjoys themselves. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's very good to hear. If I see something like that, that is definitely a photo op for me. I'm going to be looking for a shot like that. For sure.
I think, in this day and age where people say that the country is very divided politically, and, there's the left and the right and nobody talks to each other, it's not strictly true. They do talk to each other, and I think that people enjoy talking to each other. Politics, people are very passionate about politics, and we hope that they bring that passion to Politicon and, talk to each other. We don't expect people to walk away singing Kumbaya, but we do hope that people will talk and engage and enjoy themselves.
I read an article that stated that Politicon is the perfect event for the Trump era. Do you agree with that or what?
I think Politicon is the perfect event for any era. We just happen to be living in the Trump era. And look, people say, it's a mix of entertainment and politics. Entertainment and politics have been, linked together since time immemorial. I imagine that Julius Caesar was a great communicator. I'm sure that the Lincoln-Douglas debates were on the front page of every newspaper. I think that the two things have always been linked, and I think that we're just doing it for this day and age. But unlike Twitter and unlike other social media, we're actually bringing people together so they can interact, in person, which is fantastic.
Well, yeah, we see so many of our prominent politicians on late-night television shows, talk shows. So, yeah, entertainment and politics have always been strange and wonderful bedfellows. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Exactly. They say that a lot of people get their news from comedians.
Yeah.
And that does seem to be the case. And, look, the whole point of Politicon is that you can actually get to see the people that you read about and see on TV every night. So, when we have James Carville, we have to walk into his panels. It takes about 40 minutes to walk in there because everybody wants a selfie. I remember a couple of years ago we had Sarah Palin and she did a book signing and the line was out the door. And I can tell you, every single one of them were liberals. They all wanted their autograph. Opposites attract. And we seem to be able because we do it in a lighthearted manner, we're able to have people enjoy themselves and join in with the fun and experience things that they've never experienced. I remember seeing Newt Gingrich signing a stack of posters at Politicon like he was a rock star.
Oh, my. Now, that's different. I will, again.
It's true. Absolutely true.
I'll be looking for all of these photo ops. Believe me, I have my camera ready. Well, finally, Simon, I mean, here you are. You're a nice, seems like a nice British guy. You got a background in rock music as a producer. So how in the world did you get involved with the three-ring circus of American politics? My goodness, what were you thinking?
What was I thinking? Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was British, but, you know, I've always loved politics. And, you know, I wanted to bring the energy and enthusiasm that we brought to live concerts, because I used to produce live tours for bands. And I wanted to bring that attitude and that love of live entertainment to politics. It was kind of already there, but we just wanted to bring it out and take it to the people. And that seems to be what we've been able to do, and we're very excited about it.
Do you think Politicon...
But yes, it's absolutely crazy.
I can imagine. I can't wait to get there. I'm very excited about coming, to be honest with you. But do you think Politicon could work in England? Could you do something like that over there?
Oh, I mean, they really need it right now.
Yeah.
They really need one right now. As I said, we think it can work anywhere that there is a functioning democracy. You know, we believe that you know, we could take it, you know, across Europe, Canada, you know, anywhere that, you know, they have a democracy, Politicon will work. Certainly the UK really needs something. They're in terrible trouble.
Very much so. It's really kind of sad. So hopefully something will turn it around, though. But for now, people want to get tickets. Are you expecting people from all over the nation? Actually, they can go to politicon.com, and you guys might have a sellout. I mean, Nashville is very excited about the event coming, so people need to go get those tickets quite early. So,
right. Some of them are running out fast, so yes, get your tickets, politicon.com, and it's 26th and 27th of October at the Music City Festival in Nashville.
Absolutely. I used to live in Nashville, and I'd like three blocks from where I used to live, so I'm very familiar with where it's going to take place. But anyway, Simon, thank you so very much for the chat and the insight, and I look forward to seeing you and the rest of the Politicon crew when we get to Nashville. Thank you.
I look forward to meeting you. Thank you very much, Janice, for having us.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we lost him there. Yeah. Okay, we are planning on attending Politicon. Our show will be there. We'll be throwing our hat in the ring. Not the political ring, of course, but we'll be there in the media ring of everybody else that will be there. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, actually. I have never attended, done all kinds of events and festivals and such, but I've never done a political event because I don't really deal with politics other than vote, of course, but as far as covering politics. But there will be, I understand, a lot of different people there from television, from films, all of that will be right there, and we'll be right there too. So again, Simon, you've got all of the information directly from the person who started it all. And thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you at Politicon. My goodness, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Okay, so we are going to move on to our next guest here. We're going to go from one extreme to, it's not really an extreme, I just say opposite, polar opposites here. And that is our next guest. Well, we all love the great movies, and just the great programming that the Hallmark Channel shows us every day, 24/7, especially us ladies. We really love the Hallmark movies. They're so warm and fuzzy and friendly. And to further speak of fuzzy and friendly, one of the most popular daily shows on the Hallmark Channel is their lifestyle show called Home and Family. And the show's resident pet rescue expert is Lisa Wolf, and she is our next guest. Well, I will tell you before we bring her on that in addition to her work on Home and Family and her work in pet rescues and pet adoptions, Lisa will soon be co-hosting a benefit concert in Nashville. Nash Vegas connection. Anyway, this benefit concert is called The Love of Dogs, and it will take place at their taping and getting ready and all that. It will take place at the world famous Country Music Hall of Fame, CMA Theater, right there in the downtown area of Nashville. I used to live in Nashville. I didn't live actually walking distance of that building. Now, this concert will air on the Hallmark Channel on October 21st. It was, I believe, originally scheduled for October 14th, but anyway, they changed it. The official air date, Hallmark Channel, is October 21. So let's bring on Lisa to give us more information about the benefit concert and also the latest news about her work with pet adoptions and pet rescue. She is doing a fabulous job. I don't want to spoil, because you know me, I talk so much, I'll tell everything. So let's let Lisa share with you the latest that's going on in her work with pet adoptions and pet rescue as it pertains to the Hallmark Channel and Home and Family Channel. Plus, she's going to talk about the benefit concert, of course. So let's bring Lisa on. I think she's ready, like right now.
Start off by saying that everybody is so accustomed to seeing you on the Hallmark Channel's daily lifestyle show, Home and Family, and we enjoy seeing you so bubbly, and you have such nice furry friends. You are the show's resident pet rescue expert. So,
yes.
Tell me. Yeah, so you've got a big event coming up. You're co-hosting the Love of Dogs benefit concert at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, along with country music stars Lee Bryce and Hunter Hayes. So tell me all about that. That's October 14th.
Yes, it's amazing. It's actually going to be airing October 21st now.
Oh, and
that's at least the latest show date. Hopefully it stays that way. But yeah, it's so exciting. I'm actually here right now in Nashville, and I can't even tell you how wonderful this video is. And basically, the event is put on my Hallmark Channel, and it's benefiting Pedigree Foundation. And so it's going to be a fun night of amazing country music, all the hits that you would expect from Lee Bryce, Hunter Hayes, and Easton Corbin. And then in between, I'll be talking a little bit about Hallmark Channel and Adoption Ever After and pet homelessness and the fact that everybody can do something right this second to help. And hopefully we, you know, make some money that will end up going to Pedigree Foundation, and that they disperse the money to rescues and shelters across the country that are in need. And there isn't one rescue or shelter across the country that isn't in need. So the money is going to go to a good, good cause.
What a noteworthy concert event, charitable event. It's just so, so noteworthy. You guys, all of you, do just an outstanding job.
Thank you.
In that area. Well, now you joined the show a couple of years ago, and since then the segment featuring animals who need homes, it's just become one of the most popular segments of the show. How long have you been into before you got on television? Were you into pet adoptions and such?
Well, thank you. Well, you know, basically it's a funny story because I grew up rescuing animals. My mom really heavily involved, and there just was no other way in my household. If you saw an animal, you took the animal. So I grew up loving animals and rescuing animals. There was no other way to go about life. If you saw an animal, you took it home. Like, you helped it find its home or a new home. And so then I started as a broadcast journalist. I went to school for journalism, and I became an anchor and a reporter for a few different local news stations around the country. And everywhere I went, I was drawn to the animal communities wherever I was. And a lot of them were small cities, and they didn't have a lot of resources. and I just would try to bring as much awareness as I possibly could and volunteer and donate and foster and do whatever I could to help. And then when I ended up going over to Hallmark Channel, I was working solely as a producer. I was behind the scenes. I kind of hung up my on-camera life for a little bit. And then when they wanted to do more animal segments, I was like, sign me up. Let me know what I can do. How can I help? I have, you know, a plethora of contacts. And they took me up on the offer, and it has grown and grown and grown. And it is just, I'm so proud of it and so, so grateful that I get to be a part of it, because it's making such a difference and hopefully can continue to do so.
Oh, yes, by all means. I understand this show, recently you guys celebrated the 1,000th adoption celebration. Tell me about that.
Yes, so, you know, we try, and I think this is something that does set us apart, is we really do try to keep up with the animals that we showcase. You know, we don't just showcase them on TV and then kind of forget about them and move on to the next. We really do try to keep in contact with the rescues or the shelters and check in and see how the animals are doing. And if they haven't been adopted in a number of weeks or months, we try to show them again. And, you know, an extra little push sometimes makes it happen. And we try to keep a tally of who's been adopted and make sure they're doing well. And so thank goodness we crossed the 1,000 bridge, you know, in the past, I think, month. And we're actually now close to like 1,040, 1,045. And it is so exciting because, you know, it's a drop in the hat, unfortunately, in the big picture, but it's, for those 1,040 animals, it's everything, and it just keeps the momentum going for us to keep working. And so it's been incredible.
That's awesome. That is just
it
so
is.
Awesome. It really
it
totally is.
Is. And I should say that Hallmark as a whole, between Kitten Bowl, Cat Bowl, American Rescue Dog Show, Hero Dog Awards, as a complete umbrella, they've helped save about 40,000 animals. You know, Home and Family has a few more thousand to catch up, but we're going to do it.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're in the running. Give them, give Hallmark something to run about. You know, catch up with them. That is awesome. What a nice friendly rivalry there for a worthy cause.
Oh, yeah. I can only hope that we can edge them out, and then they can edge us out. We can just keep going. And as I always say, like, put us animal rescuers out of business, because that could only be my hope, that we're not needed anymore.
That's so true. That is so true.
So is the homeless population among pets, is it worse in some regions of the country more than it is others, or what?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's pretty bad everywhere, but in areas or parts of the country that have less education about animals, less money to spend on creating spay and neuter clinics that people can afford, you know, less, I don't know how to put it, but there are definitely states that are further behind, in my opinion, and I say this not with intention of upsetting anybody or hurting anybody or offending, but just that it hasn't been a priority. And slowly, some states are kind of changing, and I'm so hoping that other states wake up to it, because it's a huge problem. And even today, even sitting on my own set telling people certain stories, and they hear me all the time. I mean, they are still less speechless at some of the things that happen with animals and the cruelty and the abuse and the neglect. And the fact that a lot of that doesn't end with just animals. You know, people who harm animals, you just don't know what they can do. And so, you know, our job is just to spread awareness, but I will say that there are certain parts of the country that are definitely worse. And there are certain parts of every state that are worse. I mean, it's not even just certain states that I could pinpoint. Every state has kind of areas that really need more improvement than others. But as a whole, they all do.
I can believe it, absolutely. Well, lastly here, let's hear about your pet. Do you have a cat person, a dog person, or both?
I'm an every animal person. I grew up with cats. My mom was a big cat lover. I
Okay, that is Lisa Wall from, I just love that show, on the Hallmark channel. I just love everything Hallmark has. Just really quality family programming. But anyway, Lisa and her crew are doing an amazing, fabulous job on the Home and Family show with the in the area of pet adoptions, pet rescues. And she gave out some information, some links there if you'd like to write her a letter, an email to say hello to her, or just tell her what a good job that she's doing in this area of helping our furry friends. Her handle is at Risa Wahl, W-O-H-L. And that's how you can find her on Instagram and all of the social pages. And she said that she tries to really get a chance to answer almost everybody. She does her best. She likes to put that personal touch. She's like me. You want to try to answer individually as many people as possible when people are kind enough to take the time out of their day to send you an email, if possible. Sometimes it's just a little difficult because there's so many of you that are listening, and that's a good thing. Or watching, in her case, watching her show. But you can find her and write to her at Risa Wahl, W-O-H-L. Find her on Facebook, Instagram, all of those places. So, and make sure that you tune in on October 21st on the Hallmark Channel and look at the special benefit concert, The Love of Dogs, that will take place in Nashville at the world-famous Country Music Hall of Fame CMA Theater. Again, the music guests are Lee Bryce and Hunter Hayes, and Risa will be one of the co-hosts, okay? So, oh, by the way, check listings in your city for the exact time in your city, your state, and all that kind of great stuff. You know, we're in West Coast time zone, and so sometimes that can get a little bit confusing and such. So just look for listings in your city. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Thank you to our guests, Risa Wahl from Home and Family and Simon CD from Politicon. Both events are taking place in Nashville. So for those of you who live in Nashville, or maybe you're thinking about going to Nashville anytime during those dates, you got a lot that you can get involved with there to have some fun. It's a fun city. It really is. So we're out of time. So thank you guys as always for listening, and we'll see you on the next edition of Film Festival Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.
You Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.